Learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf and Aleph. The Gemara starts with the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. The Yehuda says, "Loyechol Adam Arvi Shabazim Taivin and Minchul LeMaila Kadei Shikanes LeShabbes Kishu Taiva." The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, "Aim Loyechav Elachat Shetechshach." The Rabbi Yehuda says, "Is an issa to eat by every Arab Shabbos and Yontif and Minchul LeMaila." And Rabbi Yosi says, "You could eat." And the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, said that the Mishnah says, "Arvi Pesachim Samuch LeMinchul Loyechalat Shetechshach," because of matzah. That goes like a Beisi. According to Rabbi, that's all Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But according to Rabbi Yosi, it's Dafka Erev Pesach because of Chiyuv in the Matzah. We spoke about this in the previous year. So here the Gemara says, "What's the pshat? Rav Huna minicha v'amar Rabbi Yechav v'teim Rav Vor mes mechnina halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach halacha Rabbi Yosi b'Erev Shabbos." So it sounds like they argue by both halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach chal de pliga Rabbi Yosi b'tevayim. So Gemara says no. There's another machlekes with Rabbi Yosi. There's one machlekes about aschala, if you're allowed to start eating min a minchul lemaylo or not. And there's another machlekes about afsaka. If you're eating, you have to stop. Now the chayyim pshat is, and as I'm mavurin the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Beis, that the afsaka is when it comes night. When it comes night, so it's a completely separate machlekes. One machlekes is are you allowed to eat min a minchul lemaylo? And the other machlekes is, if you happen to be eating, you have to stop when it becomes night. Now, legabe the machlekes of eating, of stopping when it becomes night, so here the Gemara says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi b'Erev Shabbos. But later the Gemara says that Shmuel said, En halacha leikar b'Erev Pesach, b'Yosi l'Peris ma'apim mekadosh, and we'll speak about it. But what's the halacha about the machlekes of b'Erev Yosi legabe aschala? The Gemara doesn't say a clear psak. So Rav Yishayim say we pass it like a Yosi. The Rashbam on the Divrei Maskil Amalei of Shimon Gamliel, he says we pass it like a Yosi. He says for two reasons. One is because Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi mechaveiv. And second, the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah says Arvi Pesachim Samachim in Chayecha Matz Tevshach is mashman that other Shabbos and Yontif you could eat. So it's mashed like a Yosi. As I state in Teis Divrei Maskil Eim Afsikin. And the other Rishayim also, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, they all basking like Rabbi Yosi, the Yelani eat min a minchul lemaylo. Now there's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamech Chesed Beis that says that there were two mishpachas in Yerushalayim, one was Kaveya Sudasai on Shabbos, the Eden Beis of Medrash, and one was Kaveya the Sudan Erev Shabbos, and they were both Nekru. So you see there was a Taina on the mishpach in Yerushalayim, there was Kaveya Sudan Erev Shabbos, and was Nekru. So Rishayim say, what's the pshat? We pass like Beis Yelani b'Kavei Yisud the Erev Shabbos. So the Kama Terutzim, one is the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam merely says like this. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Lamed Alach Adalid, also l'kvoy Yisudu Mishnah b'Erev Shabbos and they covered Shabbos. So that's the Gemara in Gittin. Yelani b'Kavei Yisud b'Erev Shabbos and covered Shabbos. It's the Mashma all Erev Shabbos. Then he says, U'mutu lechav lishtas achetekshach. Yelani eat and drink achetekshach. V'afal became mikvayt Shabbos shi'imone adam in a minchul amal mikvayt yisudu k'dei shikonis l'shabbos shumasav alecho. It is kvayt Shabbos that you shouldn't have a sudim in a minchul amal so you can come into Shabbos k'shumasav alecho. So in the Rambam state of Chiddush, even though there's no isser, Ma'al Kapanim is v'shum kvayt Shabbos shi'imone that you shouldn't have the sudim in a minchul amal. But the Rambam Musa says, even though he holds eichel v'ayolach achet mutu lechel v'lishtis achetekshach, he brings also the Gvaya Suda Mishnah B'Erev Shabbos and the Kvay Shabbos. Like the Gemara in Gittin. So what's Pshat? So the Magen Mishnah says that it means a Suda She'enu Regila B'Mayischoil. A regular Suda you have every day, that's Mutter. It's just, it's Toiv Limona, it's Mikvay Shabbos She'imona Min Amincho L'mayla. But a Suda which you not Rogel B'Mayischoil, an extra special Suda, that's the case of the Gemara in Gittin with the Mishbacha. And that's also. And that sounds like it's us at all Erev Shabbos. And that's a psak in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Mem Tesiv Beis. That's one teretz. Pshat in the Rambam and Pshat in the Gemara. So Sudish Eini Rogel L'Meischot. Here's another teretz. The Rishayim there in Gittin, on the Aflam L'Chesem, the Beis, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, those Rishayim, says that this Mishpacha did it every single Erev Shabbos. If once in a Yevil, you go and eat Min HaMincha L'Maila, fine. But if every single Erev Shabbos, that's when you have your meal, then it's not no good, then it's asr. The Rambam doesn't say that. You can't really learn the Rambam that way. They bring for the Bein Chananel another pshat, that the issue here wasn't else that the Nati Kanas Shabbos Keshu Taiva. The issue is because if you're making the suud, you're not going to be misasik in the Tzarek Shabbos Keroi. Maybe that could be pshat in the Rambam. Also, the Kvaya Sudo Mishnah Berev Shabbos and the Kvaya Shabbos. That the pshat is that when they were mona, they were nimna from the Isaac and Tzarek Shabbos Keroi because they ate the suud of them. There's another pshat like this, because Taisus brings a Bahag that says that even Reb Yesi was only matter that once you started, you could continue. But to start in a mincha l'mayla, even Reb Yesi asked. So the Rosh has a kasha in the Bahag, and Amid Beis, it says, Mefurish v'shoven shemaschilin v'miflik polig. And Amid Beis, the Avkufim of Beis is Mefurish, that Reb Yesi holds your line actually start the Suda, not just continue the Suda. So that's a shayla, what's pshat in Bahag? What's the taitsha of the Bahag? That he says that even Reb Yesi only holds, you're allowed to continue the Suda, you're not allowed to start a Suda. So there's a long Bach, and the Bach says that there's a difference between Eich V'Heilich and a Kviya Suda. Eich V'Heilich is without a Kviya Suda. A Kviya Suda, even the same Suda you argue Meis L'Chayil, but a Kviya Suda is Asr. And then he touches in the Rambam most in that way. The Rambam says, also the Kviya Suda, or Mishnah Be'er Shabbos, and then Kviya Shabbos, that's a Kviya Suda. Umutl Lech V'Lish, that's not a Kviya Suda. The guy in his Mashma, that he also held the way that you can learn the Bahag that way. There's a chilik between Kviya Suda and just Tam Eicha V'Heilich. Some say also in Aruch Chaim Simenayim Vav is mashed away. So that's another teretz. So in the Gemara in Kitten, we had a few terutzim. We have a Suda Sheinu Regilu B'Mayis Chayil. We have that teretz. That's the Magen Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. We have the teretz of the Rishenim if you do it every single Erev Shabbos. We have a teretz of Bein Chananel that you're making a suda which is preventing you from Isaac and Tzarek Shabbos Keroi. And now we have a teretz from the Bach that learns that way in the Bahag that a Kviya suda is different than Stam Eichel V'Heilich. And the guy in the Ksam Sefer also is Mashman to learn the Bahag that way. Kviya suda is worse. Now there's another pshat which I think the Ksam Sefer was Mechana to. It's in the Chdush Yeritvach Savyad that the Meisir of Kuk put out. The other Mechayim put it out B'Shem, the Chdush Yeramah V'Shitas Kadmainim. It's a sefer from the Ksav Yad, it's not the Ritva. But the Meisav Kook put it out, there's a Chidush Ritva Ksav Yad, that says, a very interesting Chiddush, that Reb Yesi is only matter if you continue the Suda Atcha Tekshach and turn it into your Shabbos Suda. Hagufa, Reb Yesi is also worried that you'll be Nikonis of Shabbos Kshu Taifa. But since Reb Yesi holds that you could continue the Suda, that's what he's being matter, to eat the Suda, start the Suda early, continue by Shetakshach, and the Mele you'll have a Shabbos Suda. Ksam Seif expounds on it a bit, so he says, Taisus him, as a kasha, if you now want to eat Erev Pesach, min aminchul amayla, so what's the pshat? It says, B'tzekish al nachrin, amadim amalek pesma, vachyech gzayis matzah b'achreinah. That you could eat the B'tzekish al nachrin, as long as you eat gzayis matzah b'achreinah. What's the pshat in that? What happened in the day Shechel Matzah L'Teyavein? So Taisa says, as long as you're in the same suit, there won't be Chsar and Teyavein. So that's what the Ksam Sefer says. That's a pshat. If you see that it holds, that you don't have to be mafsik. So mainly you could start eating him in a minchul or mailam, and you won't be mafsik, and then we all consider one suit, so it won't be a problem with Teyavein. But we who paskin that Pyrus Mapa Makadish, you're going to have to stop. So that's what he says, that if you want to just start the Suda and not be Mamshach, let's ask even according to Beis. So that explains the Gemara in Gittin, like the Ritva says, like this Kedusha Ritva Ksav Yad says, that the Mishpacha, that ate Erev Shabbos and wasn't Mamshach into Shabbos, so that was also. So that also could explain the Bahag, that according to Beis, it's us, it's only if you Mamshach the Suda, and we're not Mamshach the Suda, because we pass Kamparis Mapu Makadish. Now Taisus brings another reason, which also passes that it's Asher Ben Yechiel, and he says like this. He says the Gemara says Halacha Beis Yivav Saka Vayis Tais for Aschala. We don't pass like Reb Yesi, and the Rosh brings that same shot from a Ben Yishai, which isn't the Taisus Rid that we have. So you see, we don't pass like Reb Yesi, because if we have to pass like Reb Yesi Yivav Saka Vayis Tais, we don't hold of him by Aschala. So in fact, the Rosh, what does that mean? Why did Yesi say in Mafsikin that the Eldi could even be Maskilin? Elamites with different Shailas. Haskol is a shaila if you can be maskil the suda from Teisha Shai Sulamala. Havsog is a shaila of Tekshach. So what's the shaykh is the two things? Rabbi Kveig also has the same shaila in Ben Yechiel. It's the same in Ben Yechiel and Teisha's earlier. that Taisus Menichil, this says of a raya that Rabbi Yossi asks as an Erev Pesach, because since it says that Rabbi Yossi says Eimav Sikin, Taisus and Alabi Maskel, same kasha. Eimav Sikin doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be Maskel. Eimav Sikin means that you don't have to be Maskel when it's Tekshach. You're allowed to be Maskel means Tesha Shaisel Namal. What's the Shaiches? So Shash has an interesting term. So Shash says, the Rana Masech, the Shabbos says, there's no such thing as Asering. There's no such thing as being having to be mafsik when you're maskel beheter. The whole shaila, if you have to be mafsik, is only when you're maskel beheter. This is talking about legabi other things, legabi other mitzvahs deraisis. You can't eat before krishma, before tefillah, before lulav, shayfar. Whenever you're maskel beheter, you don't have to be mafsik. The whole shaila of being mafsik is also when you're maskel beheter. So Mela, Tainet Rishash, the Rebbein Yechiel holds that Oibnoi being maskel behet, there is no shayla, of course you don't have to be mafsik. Rabbi Huda, it says you have to be mafsik, is also shitosai, because he holds it's also to be maskel. So Mel, for handling, if you have to be mafsik or not, vice dais, it's also to be maskel. Because if it's mutter to be maskel, there'll be no shayla of vanda, you don't have to be mafsik. As I tain it, there is Yash. So Mel, who would then, when Rabbi Yossi said, ain't mafsikin, it has to be Erev Pesach, and it has to be old Erev Pesach, he holds it's also a Haskel, because otherwise it won't be a Shaila, Avadi, you won't have to be Mafsik. But the other Rishayim hold not that way, like we're going to speak soon, even if it's Mutter to be Maskel, by mitzvahs, there the Pshat is, that if it's Mutter to be Maskel, if you Hiskel behead to be before the Zman and Mitzvah, you don't have to be Mafsik. But Kiddush is a different din. See, the Gemara's maskan is, Amr Avidah Mishmul, Ein Alacha Leker, Abidu Leker, Abiyasi, Lepayrus Mapu Mekadish. And the Rishbam explains that Shmuel really holds like Abiyasi, otherwise he's the Leker man. So he really holds you don't have to be Mafsik, but he's Machmer to Lepayrus Mapu Mekadish. But the Rishaynim say, Taisus, the Rishaynim, that there's a third sheet in the Chachamim that all Lepayrus Mapu Mekadish. So that ran that the Rishash quotes, it's in Masech the Shabbos on the Gemara of Tesu and Beis, the same ran as in Masech the Sukkah on the Mechesem and Aleph. Where there the Gemara is discussing the Indian of not eating before Krishma, not eating before Tefillah, not eating before Lulav. And the Ran says, as you say, that any time you mask the head, you don't have to be mafsik, even for a mitzvah deraisa. And it means Zariah, because Kiddush is a mitzvah deraisa, and the Beis says, I'm mafsikin. And the Beis doesn't argue on the Issatit before Krishma, Laisdais, but Hiskel behead, there's no Issat. So what's the pshat in Paris Makom Mekadesh? So Zakteran, Hainu Tama Mishin the Kiddush Makom Sudu Mikami Sudu Iskin. The difference is because Kiddush is Makom Sudu Mikami Sudu Iskin. But other than Isis, if you start before the Chiyuv, Ve'em Afsikin. So what does he mean? Because Kiddush is Makom Sudu Mikami Sudu Iskin. So the Maram there says, it's on the Gillian, that the pshat is, that Afsak is Kleishatavi Sudu Lekvei Shabbos. And that's why you need Kiddush. Magen Avraham brings a source in Siman Reisha and Alf Sefkat and Vav. So it's a Nayan Din, this Sugya. This Sugya is not discussing the Inyan of eating before doing a mitzvah because you might forget to do the mitzvah. This Sugya of Mafsikin is discussing that we want the Suda to be a Suda Shabbos. So Mela, that's why Paris Mapu Makadish. But Stamazai, else eating before a mitzvah is no Issur. That's what the Ran says. So Rabbi Kivega, the Magen Avraham brings this in Siman Reisha and Alf Sifka and Vav. Rabbi Kivega then, the Gillian asks, why don't you say a better Teretz? Stam, there happens to be an Issa to eat before Kiddush. The Issa to eat before Kiddush is very different than the Issa to eat before Kriya Shema, or Lulav, or Shaifer, or Megillah, or Kadaima. There, the Issa is because you might forget to do the mitzvah. You might be Nimshach and Achil and forget to do the mitzvah. And Tim is Mutter. It's only a Suda that's Asr. You can make a shayver, we know. The issue is you forget to do the mitzvah. But saying in Kiddush is not because you forget to make Kiddush. There's an Isra Achila before Kiddush. It's one of the Dine Kiddush that you shouldn't eat before Kiddush. The same thing Avdallah. It's one of the Dine you can't eat before Avdallah. So why don't you say more Pashit? It sounds like a bit cooler, that once you're eating in the middle of a Suda, you can continue eating. So it's not Daimit to other mitzvahs, other mitzvahs, fine. The whole issue is, they don't want to be nimshach of the Suda, they only ask that you to start a Suda, not to continue a Suda. Mashiach, and here there's a nice issue, achim lefuh kiddush, what's mashiach? So why does the Ran have to say a teretz? Because kiddush is a makam Suda, or mekami Suda is can take the claim, because there's an issue to eat before kiddush. Now that misses the piskei Rid learns that way. He says, the reason why you pirates map a mekadish is because there's an issue to eat before kiddush. But the Ran, I think, didn't hold that way, like Rabbi Kveg is also learning the Ran. I think the pshat is Because Rabbi Yossi holds it's mutter. And Rabbi Huna holds it's aser. He holds you have to dafka do akiris ha-shulchan, and you have to do birchas ha-mazayin. And you have to make two different sudas, a sudas chayla and a sudas Shabbos. We'll see later on the days and on the dafka of days. You have to make up akiris ha-shulchan. And the pshat is because he wants a hefresh between the sudas Shabbos and the sudas chayla. But he's also not saying it because of the Isidit before Kiddush. He's saying the Hefzik is because you need to make an Ayin Suda Shabbos. And if Yesi holds enough to make an Ayin Suda Shabbos, he holds no problem eating before Kiddush. So Mel, the Rambam didn't want to learn Paris Mapa Mekanish as a Pshad, as Rabbi Kvega seems to be learning this way. That Mitzad being Mapsik and having to make an Ayin Suda Shabbos, that we pass you enough to make an Ayin Suda Shabbos. That we pass him like a Yesi. But Mitzad the Issa, eating before Kiddush, then we only have to make Kiddush. Not mashma that way. No one brought in the Issa eating before Kiddush. Right? Says, everyone will be masking Mitzad the Issa eating before Kiddush as long as you're in the middle of the Suda, it's mutter. Just like we know for Avdallah. I mean, not everyone held that way, but we paskin for Avdallah. If you're ready starting to eat, if you're ready to eat, so there's no Issa eating before Avdallah. But the same thing would be by Kiddush. By Kiddush is an ayin dinni, you need a new Suda. You need a new Suda Shabbos. So Mel, the Ramlin's Paris Mab Makadish also that way. Paris Mab is Akiris HaShulchan. Kiddush is because Kiddush after Naya Suda. Not because there's a meeting before Kiddush. Yeah, Craig asks why not. But the fact that the Ran holds Mistavra is not because of eating before Kiddush. It's because of making a Naya Suda look very Shabbos. So Mela, Lafi, this is no din of Hiskel Beheter. Shash is saying that in Rabbeinu Yechiel, but there's no din of Hiskel Beheter. There's no Shaykhus to that. It's a different type of Mavsikin. Now, let me read in the Bissel in Pirus Mapu Makadish. There's a riff that says you make a Birchas HaMaitzi. Let's say you're eating the Suda, and Shmuel says what you do is you Pirus Mapu Makadish. So the riff holds you have to make a new Bracha HaMaitzi. You're not Yetzu with the Birchas HaMaitzi from before. So the Baal Amar asks, there's a Braisa later that says that people are sinning and they went to Davin, they don't have to make another Bracha. What's the Chilah going to Davin or making Kiddush? You're telling me making Kiddush like a Hefzik, you have to make a new Amaitzi. So what's the chilek between davening? Why is it davening a Hefzik? Elamai, it's not a Hefzik. So the Rosh brings to Rabbeinu Yoinin and it's different. Because he says, Kevin shekiddush hayoyim neshala achila. So mele, it's like, kemishenigma achila rishayin adami. Kushaach lacha kiddush havaskolas achila acheres. It sounds like the story is like this. By tefillah, even though you can't eat while you're davening, but that issa came the mikra, because you decided to daven. Come even if you had to daven, but it's the mikra. Mashenka by kiddush, that ends the suda. There's an issa be'etzim. Davening is because you have to daven. Now the davening, that is only due to the suda be'etzim. It's like you interrupted the suda, but that doesn't change the suda. Here where the suda has to be interrupted be'etzim because it's an issa achilam, that makes a hefsik. Now the Baal Amar is another kasha. Then why would you have to make a bracha achreina then? You see, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said you make birchas hamazon. Paris Mab Bekadosh means that birchas hamazon. How can you have one bracha achreina for two bracha rishaynis? But that's a big machlokes rishaynim. The Ramban and the Raivin and Asagis there and the Ran and the Rosh, they all say no. They all say no. You can have one bracha achreina for two bracha rishaynis. That's a very kolliyistik shaylev. There's a hefsek. Let's say a shina makam. Do you have to have two bracha achreinis, because now you make another bracha rishayna, or no, you have to make another bracha rishayna, but one bracha achreinis is good enough. Yeah, from the riff would be a raya, that one bracha achreinis would be good enough for two bracha rishaynis. But that's what the riff holds. That it's called a hefsek, you have to make another amaitzi. The Magen Mishnah and the Ramach learn up in the Rambam, you don't have to make amaitzi, because the Rambam doesn't say anything about making amaitzi. They learned up in the Rambam, you don't have to make amaitzi. Teis Ridosa says that. You don't have to make another amaitzi. Now the Magen Mishnah brings a raya from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi, in Brachas Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the Yishalmi is talking about the din of Brachas Smucha L'Chaverta. Usually when you have two Brachas, one Smucha L'Chaverta, you don't make another Baruch Atah Hashem on the second Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta. L'marshal by Shemayna Esrei, by benching, after the first Bracha, every other Bracha you start, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem. So the question the Yishalmi had was, why by Kiddush is not that way? Why by Kiddush you make a Baruch Priya Gafin? And then you make another bracha, you start Baruch Atah Hashem. Why isn't the second bracha a smuch l'chaveret of the bracha of Bari Priya Gafen? So the Yishalmi says, because you don't always make a Bari Priya Gafen. Because let's say you're drinking wine, and you and then it became Shabbos. So you make a Kiddush without a Bari Priya Goffin. So you see from the Yerushalmi that it's not called the Hefzik, you don't have to make another Bari Priya Goffin. So who adin amaitzi, you won't have to make another amaitzi. That's what the Magen Mishnah brings a raya. But the Rosh also brings this Yerushalmi. The Rosh says it's a chilek to Birchas Hayayin and Birchas Amaitzi. Because Birchas Amaitzi, like we said, once you become Asur, that ends the Suda, now you have to make another Bracha. But Birchas Hayayin, the Bari Priya Goffin was before the Kiddush. So the Issa Shtiyah won't make it a Hefzik. I think what he means is, and I saw this in the Beis Yosef, I think it's what they're saying, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, and the Pshat's like this, the Pshat is, I'm eating bread, and now I can't eat bread. I have to make Kiddush first. So Mel, that makes a Hefzik. So I have to make another Bracha on the bread. But here I'm drinking wine, and now I can't drink wine, I have to make Kiddush first. But how do I start the Kiddush? With the Bari Priya Goffin. So right now, I'm holding by the Bari Priya Goffin of Kiddush, so it's not a Hefzik for that. So that's Kumdais. That's stating the Rosh. That for the Amaitzi it's a Hefzik, for the Bari Priya Goffin it's not a Hefzik. Now the Beis Yosef holds that the Rambam holds that even for the Bari Priya Goffin it's a Hefzik. I guess not like the Magen Mishnah that says that the Rambam holds even for the Amaitzi it's not a Hefzik. The Beis Yosef holds, he has the Rambam Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam Hilchos Brachos Paragdal Lachaches, that people who are drinking, and there's Kiddush Hayayim, he says it's a Hefzik for the Bari Priya Goffin. And then Mrs. Dar Zerua also says it's in Chelik Beis, Hilchas Erev Shabbos, Simen Chav Beis, that it's a Hefzik for the Bari Priya Goffin as well, and you make another Bari Priya Goffin for the Kiddush. Yishal is, what do you do with the Yishalmi? So the Dar Zerua says, Yishalmi that says that you don't make another Bari Priya Goffin in the Kiddush, holds like a Beisi. If Beisi holds, you don't have to eat Mafzik, so you can continue eating. So mainly you wouldn't have to make another Bari Priya Goffin, because he would hold this not a Hefzik, and a Maitzi also not. But since we hold that Paris Mapa Makadish, and you're not allowed to continue drinking, so mainly will be a Hefzik even for the Bari Priya Goffin. So Kosh came for the Birchas Maitzi. So in Kumdais, the Vaila, we have three Shittas. We have the Shitta of the Baal Amar, and the Taisus Rid, and the Magen Mishnah, and the Ramach learned this Shita of the Rambam that holds it's not a Hefzik for the Amaitzi either. There is no Hefzik. You're Mila Vesuda, you're Paris Mapu Makadish, you don't make a Bari Priya Goffin, and you don't make Amaitzi. We have the Shita of the Rambam according to the Beis Yosef and the Or Zeruah that says it's a Hefzik for the Geffen also, and Koskin it's a Hefzik for the Amaitzi. But the Rif that says you make a Bracha Amaitzi, the Rosh learns that it's a Hefzik l'gabei Amaitzi, because you can't make Amaitzi without Kiddush. Mashegin for Geffen, that's what you're up to. You're up to that Geffen of the Kiddush. That's for that it wouldn't be called a Hefzik. You have a fourth Shita that's also Mechal between the Hageffen and the Amaitzi the other way. The Taisus Rid, like we said before, he says for Amaitzi it's not a Hefzik. But the Taisus Rid holds you do make Hageffen on the Kiddush, not because of a Hefzik, but because since you're making Kiddush, a Kiddush always needs a Bari Priya Goffin. That's a sheet of the Taiz Rid. The Rif is mashed that way, Lagabi Dalit Kaises. The Shail is, why we make a Bari Priya Goffin on the second and the fourth Kais? That's a Shail in the Rishayim, later in the Perik. The Rif says, since they all are a separate mitzvah, they all get a separate Bari Priya Goffin. Sounds like there's a din, a Kaisel Bracha needs a Bari Priya Goffin, even if you already made a Bari Priya Goffin. That's it. That's what the Taisus Rid says. Could be other Rishonim all the way. The Shalz Yishalmi. The Yishalmi the Rishonim bring. That's Mavura. That no. That if you made a Bari Priya Goffin before, you don't make a Bari Priya Goffin on the Kiddush. Baal Kapanim. That's the four Shittas. The Baal Amar holds that you don't make neither a Bari Priya Goffin nor a Maitzi. And that's what the Rambam holds according to Magen Mishnah the Ramach. According to Beis Yosef, the Rambam holds you make both for a Bari Priya Goffin and a Maitzi. And that's what the Zeruah holds. The Rosh is Mechalek, Amaitzi is a Hefzik because you need Kiddush, but Bari Priya Goffin is not a Hefzik because then you can do right away. So you don't make a Bari Priya Goffin, but you do make Amaitzi, but the Taiz Rid holds that it's not a Hefzik for that Amaitzi, but you make a Bari Priya Goffin because the Kiddush is Mechayev, the Bari Priya Goffin.